This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Liz Palgren. The United States and Russia faced off at the UN Security Council Monday. The debate is over Washington's accusations that Moscow is planning a large-scale invasion of neighboring Ukraine, which the Kremlin has denied. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield telling council members, quote, the situation we're facing in Europe is urgent and dangerous.
We seek the path of peace. We seek the path of dialogue. We do not want confrontation, but we will be decisive, swift, and united should Russia further invade Ukraine.
She said the more than 100,000 troops Russia has amassed along Ukraine's border includes combat forces and special forces. The U.S. ambassador said Russia's aggression threatens Ukraine, Europe, and the international order. The United States has threatened to impose sharp economic sanctions if Russia invades Ukraine. 1 year ago today, a military coup in Myanmar overthrew the civilian government. De facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other high-ranking officials were detained. Military officials claimed widespread fraud in the November 2020 general election as justification for the February takeover. Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won the election in a landslide. On the first anniversary of the takeover, the United States announced more sanctions on individuals and entities associated with the regime. That's according to the Treasury Department on Monday. The UK and Canada also announced sanctions. Treasury spokesman said the United States, along with allies, said it stands with the people of Burma. This is VOA News.